can't survive. No way, no way. Survive, no way, no way.
Welcome to Nothing But the Blues with me, Cliff. That was A.C. Reid with a song for today, Hard Times, from his 1987 album, I'm in the Wrong Business. And he was in Albert Collins' band for quite a while, and there's a bit of an Albert Collins connection in the first few tracks today. This is Robert Cray.
Life. I cut three hearts to pieces, didn't even use a knife.
Robert Cray with Across the Line from his 1988 album, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. A couple of years earlier, he'd collaborated with Albert Collins and Johnny Copeland on the Showdown album, which was an absolutely great album. And I gather he was a late substitute for Clarence Gatemouth Brown. I would have been interested to hear that collaboration as well. I saw Robert Cray open for, I think it must have been Eric Clapton a couple of years ago. Still a great player. Lovely stuff. Well, Debbie Davis was in Albert Collins's band for a few years, and this is a track from her debut solo album, Picture This, released in 1993, but with her own old boss on the track guesting. Debbie Davis and Albert Collins, I Wonder Why.
I wonder why.
Debbie Davis and Albert Collins with I Wonder Why. Terrific stuff. Well, I think I've got a bit of a tendency to avoid the classics, so I'm going to resist that tendency now. This is Robert Johnson and Sweet Home Chicago.
I said I could make you love me, darling. love me, baby, I know you could. She says lay your money down, baby, and make you betting good. I say let's go to New York, baby, I'll buy you anything you like. I will buy you a 1942 Cadillac. She says, I'm sorry, this fine brown body will be here when you get back.
What a great line, changed overnight like daylight saving time. Terrific. Lonnie Johnson with Chicago Blues, with Lil Armstrong on piano, recorded in Chicago in February 1941. And before that, the absolutely classic Robert Johnson with Sweet Home Chicago, recorded in San Antonio in November 1936. And I don't know if you've ever listened closely to the words. He sings, to the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago. And I used to think maybe he was geographically challenged, Chicago being in Illinois, of course. But he travelled around enough to know where Chicago was. And it turns out that the land of California was a way of saying the land of milk and honey. But none of the bands that do it these days include that line. In fact, most of them do a version that's closer to the Kokomo Arnold original, old original Kokomo Blues. Great stuff. Well, let's change the tack a bit now. I mentioned recently that Eric Hovey has two new albums out, and I played a track from Blues Farm. This is from the other album, from Recycled Souls, Feels So Good, Hurts So Bad.
Two thoughts. so good, then it hurts so bad.
Be one of the few tracks from this album that I haven't played yet. The album is Buddy Whittington's self-titled album, and the track is Can't Be Good For Me. It's a great album, and I'll probably fill in the other few tracks sometime along the way, although there's a very long version of Sure Got Cold After the Rain Fell, which is probably too long for the show. And before that, Eric Hovey with Feel So Good, Hurt So Bad from his Recycled Souls album. I'm going back to the Chicago theme now. This is Arthur Big Boy Crudup and Chicago Blues.
Every time I hear a whistle, see the smoke from a railroad train. Every time I hear a whistle, see the smoke from a railroad train, my mind gets to wondering, wanna go back to Chicago again. Chicago, Chicago, is the grandest place on earth. Chicago is the grandest place on earth. You know I ain't heard it, I ain't heard it from my birth. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Chicago, my home. Someday I'll get lucky. I'ma make Chicago my home. I'm tired of staying down south, always treated wrong. I've got no one to love me, no one to call my own. I've got no one to love me, no one to call my own. Time. I have lots of loving. May I have myself a time. You know the woman I got, she really don't change her mind.
My baby, she begged me, Daddy, please don't go. But I left that town. You know, I left that town. When I left out of Georgia, you know I was Memphis bound. When I stayed in Memphis in 1939, the woman I've been loving, she didn't pay me no mind. Then I left that town. You know, I left that town. When I left out of Memphis, you know I was St. Louis bound. I had kept it cherry red, but I left that town. You know, I left that town. When I left St. Louis, you know I was Chicago bound. You all should know Chicago is the greatest place I ever know. I'm gonna stay in this town. I'm gonna live in this town. I'm gonna live in Chicago, the greatest place around.
Jimmy Rogers with Chicago Bound, recorded in Chicago in January 1954, with Little Walter on harmonica, Muddy Waters on second guitar, and Willie Dixon on bass. And before that, Arthur Big Boy Crudup with Chicago Blues, again recorded in Chicago, this time in September 1946. Well, back up to date a bit now, or to 2004. This is a guy called Craig Horton, and Find Another Fool.
We're playing, but let's find another fool. Find another fool.
We're finding, baby.
I don't care for the situation you put me through. I don't appreciate the thing you said I couldn't do. I don't want all of this trouble and strife. I don't need nobody telling me how to live my life. Gonna leave fast as I can. Find another fool. Find another fool, baby, be your man. Find another fool, baby, to be your man. I don't know what you expect out of a man. All I know is I've done the best that I can. I ain't no saint, and I know it's true. But I swear I never done anything to hurt you. I'm gonna leave fast as I can. Find another fool. Find another fool, baby, to be your man. Find another fool, baby, to be your man. Me so unkind. Can't tell why. What's going on through your mind? Don't understand why we just can't get along. Why do you treat me like I have done you wrong? I'm gonna leave fast as I can. Find another fool. Find another fool, baby, be your man. You can find another fool, better be your man. Well, you can find another fool, baby, better be your man.
Rather enthusiastic backing singers there. Craig Horton with Find Another Fool from his 2004 album Touch of the Blues Man. Well, Document Records have had a sale on recently, which is always catastrophic when I'm concerned. Bought a whole load of stuff, but one of the things I bought was Volume 2 of Big Joe Williams' complete recorded works in chronological order. Probably goes up to about number 38, I think, with Big Joe. But this is from 1945 to 1949, and this track struck me as a bit of an oddity. This is Vitamin A.
Some vitamins, help me keep up my pep. Well, I'm gonna have some vitamin E, boys. Help poor Joe keep up my pep. Well, you know the week have passed. Poor Joe wouldn't have been nothing but slept. Yes, my baby, she looked at me, boy. She said it won't be very long. Yes, my baby, she looked at me. Poor Joe won't be very long. Yeah, I'm gonna have some vitamin E. Get to help poor Joe with them kids on good ways on. My little woman, he about can't hardly see. Yeah, the one thing about my little woman, he about can't hardly see. Lord, you know I've been running around, but my baby, she don't have no pep for me. Yeah, I'm a bottom doctor. I've been docking all across the sea. Yeah, I'm a bottom doctor too. I've been docking all across the sea. Yeah, but I believe I dropped down in St. Louis. Boy, I believe I docked on Mr. Mamie.
Now you go and get your gown. says, I feel like getting my nightshirt, mama. And you go and get your gown. Says, I ain't a bit sleepy, but I just feel like lying down.
Well, since I mentioned him earlier, I thought I'd put some in. That was Kokomo Arnold with Biscuit Roller Blues. Yet another one recorded in Chicago in February 1935. And before that, Big Joe Williams with Vitamin A, recorded in Chicago in July 1945 with Sonny Boy Williamson on harmonica. I looked it up. Vitamin A, was discovered around the beginning of the 20th century, but it wasn't synthesised until 1947, which was 2 years after Joe made the record. But it was obviously known about, so strange thing to make a blues song about, I thought. Great, though. Well, I had email from a guy called Mike McCauley in New York. Many thanks for your kind words, Mike, and you're absolutely right. You can't go far wrong with a bit of Mississippi John Hurt.
Frankie was a good girl, everybody knew. She paid $100 for our one suit of clothes. He's a man, and he done it wrong. Frankie went down to the corner saloon, didn't go to be gone long. She peeped through the keyhole of the door, spied out in Alice's arm. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Frankie called Albert. Albert says, I don't care. If you don't come to the woman you love, I'm gonna haul you out of here. You's my man, and you done me wrong. Frankie shot Albert, and she shot him 3 or 4 times. Let's throw back out the smoke of my gun. Let me see his Albert dying. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Frank and the judge walked down the stand. They walked out side by side. The judge says to Frankie, you're gonna be justified for killing a man, and he done you wrong. Dark was the night, cold was on the ground. The last word I heard Frankie said, done laid old Albert down. He's my man, and he done me wrong. I ain't gonna tell no story, and I ain't gonna tell no lies. Well, I was passed about an hour ago, the judge called Alice Pride. He's your man, and he done you wrong.
never drive a stranger from your door. Never drive a stranger from your door. If he come to your home, got no place to go, bring him down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make it soft and low, right behind your door. Make it where your husband never knows. What make I love my baby so? What make I love my baby so? Tell me what make I love my baby so? She make $5 and she give me $4. Honey, babe, I certainly do love you. Honey, baby, I certainly do love you. Honey, baby, I certainly do love you. I don't like that low-down way you do. Never drive a stranger from your door. Never drive a stranger from your door. If I come to your home, got no place to go, bring me down a pallet on your floor.
Willie Harris with Never Drive a Stranger from Your Door. And I promise that's the last one in today's show that was recorded in Chicago in March 1930 in this case. And before that, Mississippi John Hurt with Frankie, recorded in Memphis in February 1928. Became Frankie and Albert along the way, and by the time it got to the pop charts, it became Frankie and Johnny. But when John Hurt recorded it in 1928, it was just Frankie. Well, I'm going to change the style completely now. This is Papa Chubby.
She got the healer in her hands, and she always understands how to touch, to caress, who to bless, the leader of the band. Got the healer in her hands. Got the healer in the words, soft and supple, always heard how the soothing you reveal all that's real, the maker of a man. Got the healing in her hands. She got the healing in the bar floors, the green people talk floors, water over stone left alone, lady of the land. Got the healing in her hands. Got the healing in the smell, sweet the sense of heart to tell, smells like wine and cheap perfume in the room, glass from molten sand. Got the healing in her hands. Healing, healing, healing.
chase through the days, glass from molten sand. Got the healing in her hands. She got the healing in her soul, and she's always in control. When she gathers up a child running wild, glass from molten sand. Got the healing in her hands. She's the lady of the land. Got the healing in her hands.
Papa Chubby with Healing in Her Hands from his 1995 album Booty and the Beast. And it's probably my favourite Papa Chubby album, actually. I have quite a few of them, but that one I keep going back to. Well, this has been Nothing But The Blues with me, Cliff. And the website is www.nothingbuttheblues.co.uk. There you'll find the playlist with links to artists and previous shows. And you can email me, cliff@nothingbuttheblues.co.uk. Well, Watermelon Slim had a new album released last week, Escape from the Chicken Coop, and he headlined the Cambridge Festival last weekend. He was kind enough to talk to me, and we spent about 2 hours chatting, and at some point I'll put together a special show featuring clips from the interview and music from his old and new albums. It's going to take me a while to edit because 2 hours of Slim chatting was fantastic, but I'm going to have to cut it down a bit. So it's not going to be for a few weeks yet. But I'm leaving you today with a track from the new album. It's called Truck Driving Songs. And Slim still is a kind of unreconstructed trucker, I think. Thanks for listening. Hope you'll join me again next week for another hour of Nothing But The Blues.
Well, I was out on the road at my local Am Pride when a sweet little thing said, "Driver, please, tell me why you work so hard and get so dirty driving around in that Big Mac truck. They tell me that you never get home, and in the summer you burn, and in the winter you freeze. And if you tell me all about it, I'll show you my tattoo." I said, "Little girl, said I do it for the money, but mostly for the music. There's nothing like the song of 22.5 in the rain. I never get lonely, though the being alone might drive a lot of men insane. I do it.